The internet is possibly the pinnacle of human evolution in communications, and it's used everywhere in government, health, education, and more. But it's also a staple in people's daily routines, allowing people to talk and do business with others around the world. Even in 1964, Arthur C. Clarke, author of 2001: A Space Odyssey, imagined that a world of instant communication would one day come to be.
I think it will be completely different. In fact, it may not even exist at all. Oh, I'm not thinking of the atom bomb and the next Stone Age. I'm thinking of the incredible breakthrough which has been made possible by developments in communications, particularly the transistor and, above all, the communications satellite. These things will make possible a world in which we can be in instant contact with each other wherever we may be, where we can contact our friends anywhere on Earth, even if we don't know their actual physical location. It will be possible in that age, perhaps only 50 years from now, for a man to conduct his business from Tahiti or Bali just as well as he could from London.
Change can be a catalyst for new ideas and force businesses to become more innovative out of necessity. Carlos Dominguez is the Senior Vice President for the Office of the Chairman at Cisco, a technology company. He said that businesses that embrace change and creativity will find the greatest success.
This whole technology that we're all interconnected, right? We went from the agrarian age to the industrial age to now the internet, really the age of networked intelligence. Part of the challenges here is that everything is connected. There's intelligence that's a bigger thing than individuals, as we've already talked about. Add to that the financial crisis that we're having, and it's really a very, very difficult market. Don Tapscott wrote a book called Macroeconomics, and he pointed something out that I agree with him violently. Number one, what he said that we are at a turning point in history where for the first time, every business, government, and society is being simultaneously rebooted and disrupted.
Even when it seems you can't go anywhere without seeing someone whip out a shiny smartphone on the street, some folks don't have internet access yet. As part of the stimulus package, President Barack Obama invested $7 billion in expanding rural Wi-Fi through public and private partnerships. Andy Aravalo works with Rapid Systems, a company that operates with help from the grant.
They get the grant and they hire us to help them with the deployment. Since we've been up and running since 1996, we already have a lot of experience with the wireless broadband. So they hire us to create the infrastructure and deploy those towers for them.
Many websites like Wikipedia have become resources for basic research. The website took about 100 million man-hours to build, which Dominguez said is the same amount of time Americans spend watching TV commercials on a given weekend. He hopes more people will spend time using the internet to do good.
We have a voice, we can say what we want, and thank God we live in a country where we can say whatever we want to say. And we've seen some incredible good things come out of being able to organize and be able to communicate in a very organized way, like Twitter and Facebook will allow you to do. But like with anything, there is good and there's bad, and there are bad people that are organizing themselves, the youth in Philadelphia, and we had it in England with the uprisings that were going on, that are using the same tools to kind of coordinate very bad things to go on. So I think it's not the tool that's a problem. I think it's really the people that are the problem, and you know, criminals are criminals, and they're going to use everything they can.
Facebook has also been a key feature in popular uprisings in the Middle East, such as the Jasmine Revolution and Egypt. Also this month, Bay Area Rapid Transit in San Francisco cut off mobile phone service in their train stations in an attempt to prevent a planned protest. Matthew Schuckman is the author of How to Talk to Your Android and says censorship won't work.
I don't think they can control it. It's too prevalent out there in society. The smartphone is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. They can try and shut down parts of it, but even in Syria where they tried to shut down part of it, I'm told the CIA funded dropping satellite phones in, which couldn't be blocked as easily. So, I don't know, it's just become part of our world. I mean, I think there was a very important statistic earlier this summer, which is that more than 50% of all searches are now being done on smart devices. And the second one was earlier in the year when smartphone sales exceeded PC sales. So we're going to a mobile lifestyle.
Carlos Dominguez also points out that major violent events in the U.S. could have been prevented through closer monitoring of social media. although he does not promote full censorship.
The last three major massacres that have happened in the United States, the intention was actually stated on social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, prior to it happening. And, it kind of begs the idea of you have to really pay attention to what's being said and react accordingly. I think the censorship thing is not the way to go, because you can't punish everyone because of the few, and I think the right thing would be is to listen to what's going on, react accordingly to what's going on, and let everyone have a voice. If not, you're no better than any of the other countries that are out there doing censorship.
The U.S. military's high-tech research wing, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, who also helped create the internet, has planned to spend $42 million on the Social Media and Strategic Communication Program. The program is looking for ways to detect and counter propaganda on social media networks following the Arab uprising. They say that changes to the nature of conflict resulting from the use of social media are likely to be as profound as those resulting from previous communications revolutions. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.